Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we're going to be reading The Flesh Zipper. This is from a collection of stories called 54 Sleepless Nights, written by Tobias Wade. I hope you enjoy this story, and if you do, consider checking out the other ones and purchasing yourself a copy of his book. And thank you for letting me read this story to you. Thank you for choosing it. I hope you enjoy. I still have nightmares about how cleanly the flesh peeled back from the bone. Somehow, I think it would have been easier if it had been messier, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me first be clear about the fact that I don't have a sister. I mean that in the most literal way. My mother didn't give birth to a girl. My father didn't sleep with anyone who gave birth to a girl. It was just me, an only child, living with my parents and this girl who pretended to be part of the family. My parents called Amanda their daughter, but they were lying. I know because it was only me in the house until I was almost 7, and then there was Amanda. My mother pretended she had given birth to Amanda, and that she had lived with us for our entire lives. Never mind that they only had photos of me before I was 7. They swore up and down that I must have been too young to remember her. But I was still so young when she showed up, and I didn't know any better. So I let the lie continue until it was too late to do anything about it. If my parents had to choose one of us, they'd keep Amanda and get rid of me. She did better in school and had more friends, and played the piano better than me. She was happier and smiled more, and it suited her more naturally than it did me. Everyone who didn't know her loved her, but I knew she didn't belong and I hated her for it. And if they knew her secret, they would have hated her too. My parents pretended not to notice the zipper on the back of Amanda's head. It started near the top of her head, a small golden link of metal with long, thin golden teeth running all the way up to the base of her skull. It was usually hidden behind her curly brown hair that looked so much like mine, no one would even guess we weren't related. Even when I pulled her hair back and pointed the zipper out, my parents only yelled at me for picking on my sister and told me to leave her alone. I spent a lot of time wondering what was underneath that zipper. Sometimes I think there was a monster under there that put my parents under a spell. That it was just biding its time, hidden from the world, waiting for the moment I let my guard down to pull down the skin and attack. I asked her about it more than once, but she'd only grin and put a finger up to her lips, or wink conspiratorially in acknowledgement without resolution. I think I could have learned to accept Amanda, zipper and all, if the rest of my school could have accepted me. But it wasn't fair that my friends only seemed to want to spend time with me as an excuse to be friends with her. Or whenever I was invited somewhere, it was as an afterthought. Just Amanda and her brother, like I wasn't even a person on my own. It wasn't her fault, though. As we got older, the less I hated her, and the more I hated myself for not being good enough. And the more I hated myself, the less effort I put in, forgetting to shower for a week at a time until my parents would basically force me. Every time Amanda got an award in school or performed a piano recital or did anything that I couldn't, I'd just hate myself a little more. It got to the point where I didn't even like leaving the house anymore. Let my parents and Amanda go out and be the perfect family. Let them forget I even existed. All the better. At least, when I was alone, I wasn't feeling myself being constantly compared to her and coming up short. Until the day when Amanda cornered me in my room and asked me, "Why don't you just run away if you hate it here so much?" I told her that she's the one who should run away, and that I'd be fine when she was gone. I said it as a joke, but ever since, I couldn't stop thinking about the idea. If I could just get rid of her, then my family would be whole again. I wouldn't need to keep fighting to be seen, always comparing myself to someone who never belonged here in the first place. It got to the point where I'd spent all day fantasizing about her getting lost in the woods, or hit by a car, or even abducted. Anything to get her out of my head and out of my life for good. I got my chance one day when my family went to the ocean together. I didn't want to go, and when I got there, I didn't want to take off my shirt or even get in the water. But Amanda was jumping through the waves, and I could tell by how my parents looked at me, how disappointed they were that I would never be carefree and happy like she was. It was starting to get dark, but Amanda was having so much fun and didn't want to go back yet. My parents, decided to leave us at the beach while they picked up some food and came back. I'd been in a dark mood all day and wanted to go sit in the car and knock it out again, but I saw the unique opportunity that my ghastly thoughts couldn't steer away from. The beach was emptying out as it grew dark, and I was alone with Amanda beside the endless ocean. I forced myself to go into the water for the first time that day, wading into the icy chill and hating every moment of it, hating myself for what I was thinking, hating Amanda for not minding the cold, hating the world for bringing me to this point. "I know what you're thinking," she told me when I waded out to join her. I told her she was wrong because I could barely even admit it to myself. I waited until she turned around to look at the crashing waves, to grab her by her hair and force her head under the water. I think she really must have known it was coming, though, because she didn't even fight me as I held her down. She just floated there so peacefully. And I don't know why, but that made me even angrier. Holding her beneath the waves, by the back of her head, my finger scraped across the golden zipper hidden beneath her hair. I hadn't even thought about it since we were kids, but its presence pierced through my haze of bitterness and anger and filled me with an insatiable curiosity. I dragged her out of the water just long enough to grip the slick metal with my other hand, ripping it down through her skin to reveal the terrible secret she'd been hiding for so long. The skin parted as cleanly as a wetsuit being stripped off, and I was amazed to see more skin and hair beneath it, and beneath that a second golden zipper. Again, I ripped it down, as well as the zipper after that, and the one deeper. There was blood leaking into the water from somewhere, but I was so intent upon the grisly task that I couldn't stop stripping away one layer after the next. Hidden beneath each suit of flesh was always another, smaller one. It felt less like I was stripping away layers of skin and more like stripping back the years until deep within the mess of blood, there was only a child remaining. But I kept pulling away the false skin, one layer at a time, until panting and gasping, the final zipper parted the skin to reveal nothing underneath. Strewn around me were the ruins of all those different layers, with nothing at all at the center to reveal the monster I'd been searching for. I stayed a long time in those icy waters, the layers of skin bobbing around me in the dark like discarded swimwear. I couldn't even imagine going back to shore and joining my parents for dinner or pretending to help them search up and down the beach for someone they'd never find. Then slowly, carefully so as not to damage it, I took the largest outer layer of skin and stepped into it, my feet sliding all the way down to where her feet had been, and then up over my head, finding the skin fit me more naturally than my own did, all the way until it encompassed me completely, and then reaching behind to zip the golden zipper and seal myself within. I don't know what became of me in those dark waters, but from that day on, people called me Amanda and I didn't correct them. It felt wrong at first, but I liked how they looked at me. And I liked and how I looked at myself. My parents never asked what happened to their son, but I don't think that means they never cared about him. They recognized me for who I was and who I was meant to be all along. I hope you enjoyed this story. If you did, let me know. Subscribe for more spooky stories if you'd like. And if you'd like to join our Discord, it's a pretty chill place. We have people joining all the time, relatively speaking. If you'd like to become a patron and support this channel even more, which is obviously not required. I mean, you can watch these stories for free and listen to these stories for free. But if you'd like to support the channel, there is a Patreon available. And links to those things will be in the description and a little more. So I hope you enjoyed yourself here. And I hope I will see you in the next one. Take care now. Bye-bye then.